For the first half of the program, again, this is another new author that's going to be joining us. Richard Schroeder is the author of From a Good Sales Call to a Great Sales Call, Close More by Doing What You Do Best, and a lot of good resources on his website as well. I just want to thrill to have on the program Richard Schroeder. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, thanks. Appreciate you joining us today. Your book is fun. I mean, this isn't... What's interesting is, I think a lot of people would get a kick out of this book, even if they're far away from the actual sales lifestyle. There's so much in this that talks about the mindset and the strategy behind sales. And something we talked about a little bit on the money program we had, everybody in every capacity of life really is in some way trying to influence people, trying to make a sale, whether it's selling yourself or selling an idea, or just, you know, in one way or another trying to get your point across. But this book is, on the surface of it, targeted for people in the sales capacity, but I think a lot of people can gain more out of it anyway.
No, that's absolutely right, Bill, and thanks so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Give us a sense of your background. Give us a little bit more about, you know, what led you to the place where you're writing a book like this.
Sure. Well, I run a market research and strategy consulting firm focused on really three areas. One is win-loss analysis, whereby we do a lot of work for sales teams and heads of sales, helping them better understand why they win and lose new business. And we also do work in client satisfaction analysis as well as financial advisor perception analysis. But The way we kind of came about working on the book is I've been doing win-loss work for sales teams for over 12 years now, and usually we get hired to do an institutional program on behalf of an entire sales team. So we do work for players like Charles Schwab, Fidelity Investments, New York Life, ADP, those types of players, and we'll typically get hired by their head of sales to help do in-depth phone interviews with prospects after their sales team wins or loses a new piece of business, you know, obviously larger pieces of business. So we've been doing this work for over 12 years where we get hired by sales teams and sales, you know, and doing work on behalf of the sales, an entire sales organization, where they use my company to use our independent third-party interviewers to research prospects after they win and lose to help them better understand why they are winning and losing. And what we've learned is that a lot of times we match up the reasons that a salesperson thinks they lose versus the actual reasons that prospects tell us. And so it only really matches up about 40% of the time. So what we've learned is that salespeople, in a way, really get an F at really understanding why they lose and why they win. And as you can imagine, that can be very challenging for a salesperson, because I always ask sales teams, well, how can you get better if you don't really know why you're losing? So the way the book came about is we decided that we did some research on salespeople, and we learned that only about 18% of them have ever been involved in a formal win-loss program whereby they have an outside third party doing research for them. And if you do the math, there's 25 million salespeople, and 18% of them is roughly 5 million. So that leaves about 20 million salespeople that really have no access to understanding why they win and lose by using an outside third party. So the book seeks to fill that gap and teach salespeople how to do win-loss better on their own and debrief with prospects after they win or lose so that they can really learn from those lessons and ultimately increase their close rate and win more business.
This area, central and for the most part all the state of New Hampshire, but especially central and southern New Hampshire, it's a very fertile area in terms of the tax structure, the lifestyle, in so many ways, very fertile to small businesses. Small businesses don't have the resources to bring in somebody like Richard Schroeder to come and coach them and engage. And how do you pronounce this? I didn't get a chance to connect beforehand. Is it Anova or Anova?
It's Anova Consulting Group.
Okay, Anova Consulting Group. So, you know, the ability to connect with Anova Consulting Group, bring them in and do, you know, if you're a small business with a total of 10 employees, three of which are salespeople, you want to go from being a good salesperson to a great salesperson, but you may not be able to engage in, you know, some of the best coaching resources out there like Anova. So, the book does bridge that gap, you're right. You know, in the beginning of Jim Collins' book, Good to Great, his first line in there, you probably reminded this way too many times, but he says, good is the enemy of great. And when you talk about a book where you're going from a good sales call to a great sales call, there's a huge difference between the two, isn't there?
There is. You know, it's funny. Part of the research we did that McGraw-Hill had us do for this book was, you know, we reached out to talk to salespeople, and we did a survey of over 500 salespeople, and we asked them, it was very interesting, we asked them, well, when you win business, what percentage of the time do you think that you're the reason? And they said 75% of the time. You know, as you can imagine, you know, a lot of us in sales, you know, we have a little bit of an ego, and you have to have a little bit of that to win business. But then we asked them, what percentage of the time when you lose do you think you're at fault? And you know what they said? They said 25% of the time. So as you can see, they think that a lot of salespeople think that they win, it's all they're doing, but when they lose, it's not as much they're doing. And in fact, they overestimated by a factor of 3-1. 75% of the time, they think they're the reason they win, but when they lose, they think it's other factors and not necessarily their own sales performance. But from doing thousands of interviews in the win-loss space on behalf of salespeople, we've actually learned that the true number is about 40%. So the actual number, percentage of the time that a prospect will say, yeah, you know, I didn't really like the salesperson's performance. They didn't customize the pitch, or they didn't understand what I was looking for. And they mentioned negative comments, but it's about 40% of the time. So as you can see, salespeople overestimate how often they think they do well, and they underestimate how often they think that they're at fault for losing the deal. And, you know, as it relates to Jim Collins, I think you're absolutely right. I think what this book is about is helping salespeople calibrate their performance, their actual performance, with what they think is going on with their performance. And as you can see, they're kind of out of balance. And I think that's a real challenge for salespeople. And when you mention the small business owner, and you're absolutely right, there's 25 million salespeople in the U.S., but there's about 15 million of those are people that work for, you know, a large company where they're part of a sales force.
Yeah.
There's another 10 million that are entrepreneurs and small business owners, like the ones you mentioned, that might have one or two salespeople or maybe selling themselves as part of their business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those people, as you can imagine, have no access to having a third-party research firm do the work for them. And that's what the book is seeking to serve. So not only those 15 million salespeople that are carrying the bag for a larger company, but those 10 million entrepreneurs that want to get better feedback, and not only about their sales process, but also about their products and services, and also gathering
Richard, my brother is in Palo Alto, California, the other side of the country. He's got a small technology business. Whenever good times are pretty good, he can hire a couple of salespeople to go out and make the pitch. You know, basically, it's internet marketing that he does. But when times are tough, he has to let go of the salespeople because he finds that they're not really earning enough to generate the revenue to keep them. And he finds himself thrust back into that sales position. And when the times get good again, he hires back some more people and people will take a little bit more time off. I'm sure that's probably the experience of most small business owners, that to cut back on people in that marketing capacity and start to do it themselves when they can't afford to carry more people. To what extent can the book help them be that much more successful when they get rid of, have to go so many hats?
Well, what we did is, when we designed the book, is we wanted to give, first of all, we wanted to explain why this is such a challenging thing to get feedback from prospects after you win and lose. And there's a lot of reasons why, you know, that's challenging. For example, prospects, you know, after you lose a deal, a prospect, you know, may not want to, they may fear confrontation, they may not want to hurt your feelings, and we generally found that they want to get you off the phone as quickly as possible without giving you too much feedback. So what ends up happening is, a lot of times salespeople don't get very accurate feedback at all, and they get a rushed conversation that's, you know, fuzzy at best in terms of the real reasons that they lost. But what we've also learned is that salespeople themselves also have a lot of things that they could improve in terms of how they debrief the prospects and learn more about why they're losing. So to answer your question about how a small business owner could use this tool, a lot of what we do in the book is we give them questionnaires and surveys that they can use, and we give them interviewing techniques that they can use with prospects after they win and lose, so they can really extract more feedback and get more candid feedback, and ultimately that serves to improve all efforts in their sales process, because if they can really just learn why they're winning and losing better from prospects and really get the straight scoop, they can apply that back to all the other areas in their sales process and ultimately increase their close rate. So, you know, for a new business owner, or a small business owner, you know, the book can really help them to give them a roadmap and a guide in terms of exactly how to improve their sales performance. And that's why, you know, there's so many books about closing and presenting and identifying needs and prospecting. And this was, you know, we tried to design this book as being the first of its kind to really look at this little sliver of the sales process that a lot of us don't think about.
The feedback process,
which is the feedback process and the debrief at the end. And it's, you know, it's just funny you mentioned Jim Collins, because one of the things he says in his book that makes a great company is they make really impressive feedback loops. And they don't hide from the truth, and they put up red flag mechanisms, and they really understand why their things are going wrong. So what the book does in terms of small business owners as well as salespeople, just gives them that little sliver, that final overlooked element of the sales process. Because if you're in sales, you know, we all try to figure out why we lose. We always ask the prospect. We just aren't very good at doing it. And we don't know all the tips and tricks and techniques that could be done to get and amplify the feedback to ultimately even get insights to win more business. So the book gives you a roadmap of why it's so tough, why are prospects not forthcoming, how do salespeople inhibit the feedback process. And then in part two, we give them surveys and interviewing techniques so that they can get better feedback. And I also want to say, so it's not just for the end of the sales process. A lot of the stuff you learn from this and really looking at the end in mind can help you with tools you can use as you're selling as well. So there's a lot of ways we talk about in the book of questioning strategies. Yeah. How do you alter your questioning strategies to take out your bias? You know, a lot of salespeople ask questions in a biased way, and we show them how to neutralize that and neutralize the questioning disposition so you can get better feedback not only at the end of the sales process, but during it.
Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Listen, we're chatting with Richard Schroeder. He's the author of a new book that's essentially not just for salespeople, but especially for salespeople, but small business owners. It's pretty critical to understand the feedback process and making, you know, basically taking yourself from being an expert at making a good sales call to making a great sales call. Back in just a moment with Financial Seconds. Attention investors, in these uncertain economic times, have you asking yourself where is the best place to invest your money? You can hope that the stock market goes back up, but recent volatility has made it hard for many investors to have confidence in the market. Now more than ever is the time to examine your portfolio and make sure you're diversified to help protect your wealth. Did you know that over the past decade, gold and rare coins have outperformed the stock and bond market? While markets have fallen, gold and rare coin prices have increased sharply. Gold can help bring added safety and security to your investment portfolio. For over 25 years, Park Avenue Numismatics has advised collectors and investors how to design a portfolio of rare coins and precious metals to help achieve their financial goals. To get your free investment kit, call the professionals at Park Avenue today. One of America's leading rare coin, gold, and precious metal firms at 1-888-693-1895. Again, that's 1-888-693-1895. All investments involve risk, and coins and currency and bullion are no exception. Call the professionals at Park Avenue today. Again, that's 1-888-693-1895. 1-888-693-1895.
Ladies, did you know that most of you are wearing the wrong size bra? Seriously, aren't you tired of strap falling, underwire stabbing, and that uncomfortable feeling all day long? Tired of searching store after store only to settle for a bra that almost fits? You know you are. That's why you need to know about Zoning Company's professional bra fitters. They specialize in bras that actually fit. 92 North Main Street, Concord is the place to find this lingerie superstore in a boutique setting. Zoning Company offers the largest selection of bras anywhere. You'll find over 40 different brands and more than 175 bras. Cup sizes range from AA to JJ. Most importantly, their knowledgeable staff is there to help. Zoning Company Professional Bra Fitters at 92 North Main Street in downtown Concord, next to the big clock. Zoning Company Professional Bra Fitters. It's an uplifting experience.
Olympus Mobile Homes and Trailer Parks has been in business since 1959, family owned and operated from right here in Concord, offering apartment rentals and business office space rentals. Call Olympus at 228-1810 to check for apartment availabilities and office space rental opportunities. At Olympus Mobile Home and Trailer Parks right here in Concord, call 228-1810.
My name is Cooper of EW Sleeper Company on Valley.
My father founded EW Sleeper Company in 1964. People will buy from someone that they like and trust. That sort of personal relationship is something that I place a lot of value on, and I think that the folks at Merrimack Home Savings Bank do as well. Merrimack style means a local, personal relationship.
The business center at the Merrimack. Business banking and a lot more. Online at themerrimack.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Financial Spectrum. I'm Bill Kearney, and for the first half of today's program, we're going to continue our conversation with Richard Schroeder. He's the president of Innova Consulting Group, a market research and consulting firm. It focuses on performing win-loss analysis and sales training for companies in financial services, HR, software, technology industries, just about everybody. And talking about his newest book, From a Good Sales Call to a Great Sales Call. And there's a lot of other resources. You can go to the website, and I believe it's something else, theanovagroup.com, A-N-O-V-A group.com. You can learn more about the company. How does someone find some links to the book, Richard?
Well, it's available in bookstores, Barnes & Nobles and Borders, but it's also available online at Amazon.com. You can just type in From a Good Sales Call to a Great Sales Call. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles and Borders online as well.
Great. And there's a little bit of time we have left. There's a few questions I'd like to kind of flesh out. And before we talk about that idea that there's ways in which good salespeople, fairly successful, but they're not really relying on that feedback process that you talked about in the book. It's critical to understanding how to go from being good to being great. What are the ways in which salespeople basically inhibit that process of getting good feedback?
Well, there's a lot of ways. I mean, when you think about it, well, first of all, you know, salespeople, they're not in the most objective position to be able to retain this feedback.
That's true.
They may be too close to the situation. Maybe they didn't have a great chemistry with the prospect. Maybe they weren't reading the prospect correctly. So it's kind of hard for salespeople to kind of extract information. But the big thing that we see is that, you know, a lot of salespeople, they're unprepared for this type of a discussion. When you think about it, as salespeople, you know, we're trained to present and overcome objections and close, but, you know, we've never been trained on how to what I call post-sale etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after you get the bad news, what should you do to get the most, you know, you hate to lose, but you don't want to lose the lesson in the loss. So a lot of salespeople are just simply unprepared for this, and a lot of it has to do with there just hasn't been a lot of training about it. It's not something that a lot of sales managers have thought about. It's not something, there hasn't been any books written about it. There's not a lot of audio programs or anything like that about it, and that's what we're trying to talk more about. So I think a lot of it has to do with them being unprepared, and really tandem in that is that a lot of them just don't know the right questions to ask, and more importantly, how to ask them. You know, it's a very different thing once you lose the deal. You're not in the sales process anymore. You're actually a researcher.
Yeah.
So a lot of what we try to show in the book is good questions they can ask. And, you know, even just having a script. You know what we found, Bill? We asked salespeople, we said, you know, what percentage, you know, of you use a questionnaire? You know, simple survey template. And only 25% of them did.
I'm surprised it's that high.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's not very formal. You know, a lot of people haven't formalized it, but guess what? We actually asked those people what their close rates were, and we found that the people that used the questionnaire had a 15% higher close rate.
Mm.
And now, they might say, well, they're just better salespeople, but I also think it's that doing a better job at getting feedback and really applying it to the other sales.
It demonstrates that they really care about the prospect. And to get feedback from the prospect is trying to, again, climb into their shoes, understand better what their perspective is on it. And, you know, I would think that some of the time just getting that debrief out of the prospect of understanding, you know, what we could have done better might actually result in the prospect changing their mind. Tell me that.
Could be. And I also point out in the book, you know, we show you not only how to do this on your own, but you can also, the book sets you up to be able to give it to somebody. So if you have a small company and you've got 10 employees, we show you how to give it to someone else in your shop to do this research for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the templates and the interview questions right there. So then people can feel more, they can be more candid, you know, when they're giving feedback on the salesperson. Or you can use someone outside your company to do it. But the other thing I was going to mention, too, in ways in which salespeople inhibit the feedback process, one of the big things we saw, and this is a very interesting byproduct of the research, is, you know, one of the main reasons that salespeople don't get great feedback is because they're actually not selling to the decision maker. We talk about this a lot in the book, where we say, you know, if you've been in a, and especially for your show with financial advisors, you know, we do a lot of work in financial services where a lot of products are sold through financial advisors. So in a way, there's a third party or an intermediary involved in the sales process. So, but the truth of the matter is, if you lose a deal and you're debriefing with someone who wasn't the decision maker and you never met that decision maker, well, then that's the reason you lost.
Yeah.
Any other feedback you get is going to be compromised. You have to get as close to the source as possible. So ironically, one of the best ways to get better feedback on your sales process is to make sure you're selling to the actual decision maker and getting feedback from that person. Those people will be much more candid with you because they won't have to worry about, you know, political situations, and so forth, of giving feedback and so forth. So we've actually found that, you know, making sure you're selling to the decision maker is not only a better way to win more business, but a better way to get cleaner, debrief information.
Great. Hey, we've run out of time, but I want to thank you so much. This is Schroeder, the president of Innova Consulting Group, market research and consulting firm that focuses on win-loss analysis and sales training. And his latest book is From a Good Sales Call to a Great Sales Call. And if you're even remotely involved in sales, this could make a huge difference in the success rate and the close rate on your sales. And Richard, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure having you on the program.
Thanks a lot, Bill. I appreciate your time today. And